Sign of Fun 2024, good day from Lakeland Linder International Airport. John K. Fawa, 104 WDLN. Sun and Fun day number 1, 2, 3, 4. Yesterday, boy, there was no sun and there was no fun. Of course, it was the same in Dunellen, I'm sure. We had that front come through, lots of rain. Actually, there was standing water everywhere when this thing was over. All the vendors left. The place pretty much shut down. So yesterday there was no sun, no fun, but it was still fun to be here once the storm passed. You know, you get out, you get through the grounds, and still a lot of things to see and do. There was nightlife going on last night. A lot happening here over there in the Leisure City, Sports City area that they call it. And then there's a big area sponsored by the Bahamas this year. They started it last year, and it was a success, so they kept it going. They're calling it the Island. And if you're a general aviation pilot and you fly into Sun and Fun, it's kind of like the Pilot Welcome Center when you come in. It's the one-stop place for you to go to get all the information you need when you fly in here. There's a little store over there for camping supplies and different things and necessities that you may need. And it's a cool little place. There's a full-service bar and entertainment. And last night, I went down there with my daughter, and they were showing the movie Airplane.
Excuse me, this is the operator, Captain Over. I have an emergency call for you on line 5 from a Mr. Ham.
All right, give me Ham on 5. Hold the mail.
And it was kind of fun watching that outside. Kind of breezy, kind of cool. Watching the big screen edition of Airplane, and it was really neato. So they're going to show a movie down there every night. Don't know what tonight's movie is going to be, but that's going to be it. Also, last night at twilight, just as it was getting dark, that's when the Thunderbirds came in. They delayed their arrival due to the weather. They knew what it was going to be like, so six of them came in last night. No big fanfare. They just kind of snuck in. We knew they were coming, so we were down there by the runway waiting on them, and I got to see it, and it was just so graceful. See them come in one after the other and touch down, and then they went over to their parking spaces on what is runway 5 here. They closed down runway 5 for this event, used it for a staging area. And their crews were all there waiting for them, and majestically they came in one at a time and parked the planes and went through the whole routine of shutting them down, and that was really cool. So today the Thunderbirds are here, and they'll be doing a practice run sometime this morning, maybe possibly to start off the air show, and then, of course, at the end of the air show today will be the first Thunderbird performance. Going to be something fantastic for you to see. Don't forget tomorrow, Saturday, it's the double air show. You get the Thunderbirds in the afternoon in the air show, and then you're also going to get the night air show, which is going to feature that absolutely incredible drone performance one more time, along with pyrotechnics and fireworks, and it's certainly something that you're going to want to see. Sun and Fun 24, it is a non-profit educational organization that furthers the future pilots of America. Lots of programs through the ACE program and through the Central Florida Aerospace Academy here on the grounds. They're really serious about training the pilots of the future. And it's a great organization. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing they do here. Let me give you a website for more information. I mean, even if you have no interest in aviation, you don't want to come down, you don't want to see air shows or anything, it's just something for you to do. Look it up on your computer and just see what it's all about down here. FlySNF.org, FlySNF.org. Great organization, a great group of people, and fun is had by everyone that comes down here. It's a big camping event, too. I mean, there are, I wouldn't begin to count how many RVs, camping trailers, of all kinds. We're in a small RV. We're in the campground. Right next to us is even a smaller RV. Crosses a little tiny camping trailer. Right two spots down from him is a tent. I mean, anybody that's anybody that camps out here is here. And then a couple doors down the other way, we have one of these RVs that's the size of a bus. So you see it all down here at Sun and Fun 2024. This is the 50th anniversary, and I encourage you to check out the website, see what a great organization this is. And if you're looking for something for the weekend, I'll tell you what, get up early, head on down here. It's in Lakeland, about a 2.5-hour drive, maybe a 2-hour drive from Dunellen. And that would be the day to come, because you get both air shows. You will be spending the day. You'll be leaving here about 9, 10 o'clock at night, getting home late, but it'd be a full day of satisfaction for you, and I believe you'll really enjoy it. FlySNF.org. John Kay for Sun and Fun 2024.